Just one halakha, the laws of Pesach. Of course, Leila Seder, we start off with the order of events for the Seder. Halakha does say that the table of the Seder should be set before Pesach, which means, obviously, once you not come home, Leila Seder now start setting the table. Halakha says that you're supposed to start the Seder immediately. Of course, we don't make Kiddush till after Tzitzit Kochavim, which would be, let's say, for argument's sakes, about 40 minutes after sunset. But the point, for at least the region that we're in saying this halakha, in New York. However, the table should be set. I only say halakha that on the second night, for those that are outside Eretz Yisrael, it is not permissible to set the table on Yom Tov for the second night, because you are making a preparation from one Yom Tov to the next. And therefore the halakha says that you have to wait till after sunset, till actually at least 20 minutes after sunset, then you can start setting the table again for the second Seder. For that matter, it would be forbidden to start cooking on Yom Tov Rishon and warming up the food for the subsequent Seder. So therefore one must be very careful on the second day of Yom Tov, or on the first day of Yom Tov I should say, to wait until the day is over after sunset and Tzitzit Kochavim, at least 20 minutes after, to start making the preparations for the following night. Last but not least, the halakha does bring down that one should try to use his best dishes and cutlery for the Seder, being that we are commemorating our freedom. As the way of free people to have, you know, the nice dishes and etc., the cutlery. So they want you to try to have a nice set. Ironically, usually our Pesach dishes are the most inferior of our dishes, but I really want you to try to have a nice table set up in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Bnei Horin, Ki'ilu Hu Yatza Mimisrayim.